USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You are literally the future of New York City. You're our hope. We're going to be there for you.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio with a message to students in that city who are suffering impacts from the coronavirus pandemic.
And we need to celebrate you. This disruption has been so intense, but that does not take away our belief in you.
De Blasio is saying students in K through 8th grade will be evaluated this year as either having met a standard or not met the standard. High school students will still be assessed using the existing grading system. This just in, House Democratic leaders are changing course, and the full House will not be returning to full-time work next week after all. Leaders are citing advice from the Capitol physician and concerns about continued high levels of cases in Washington. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate is still on schedule to return from an extended recess next week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. So again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has received some criticism for deciding to allow some businesses in his state to reopen. He responded to it yesterday.
I didn't order anybody to go patronize any business. I simply gave people the opportunity that literally were on the verge, many of them, of losing everything that they got.
The president said he wasn't happy with Kemp last week and strongly disagreed with the reopening decision. Georgia's public health commissioner confirming yesterday the state's data has not yet met the federal guidelines laid out by the Trump administration when it comes to reopening states. A Massachusetts city is planning to issue $300 fines to anyone found not wearing a mask in public. Somerville officials say people must wear masks in that Boston suburb in all public places, whether they be inside or outdoors. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The IRS website Get My Payment Tool is working, the website making some big changes over the weekend. The IRS not releasing specifics, but saying that it should now be easier to get the status of a stimulus payment and add direct deposit information if you have to. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is free after being released from federal prison early because of COVID-19. The 63-year-old Nagin served as New Orleans mayor from 2002 to 2010. He was convicted, though, in 2014 on 20 counts of fraud, corruption, and bribery. Amazon is defending its coronavirus safety efforts despite protests from many of its warehouse workers. Yesterday, more than 50 workers walked out of a warehouse, and more than 500 Amazon technology employees took part in a sick-out last Friday. An Amazon spokeswoman, though, says the company has been working very closely with health experts. The coronavirus pandemic is making the road rough for Harley-Davidson. The motorcycle manufacturer reporting a drop of about 45% in quarterly profit as sales have crashed because of the spread of the virus. Harley's net income falling to just under $70 million in the first quarter after earning nearly $128 million last year. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.